KXFM, Human Crafted Radio here in Laguna Beach, and today we continue our coverage of the COVID-19 pandemic, particularly how it's affecting our local community. And now we have on Captain Rachel Johnson of the Laguna Beach Police Department. Captain Johnson, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for doing this. Are you still going into the station and going into work, or what are you doing in this time?
Yes, personally, every day I'm going into the station for a number of reasons. Number one is I think it's important for our staff to see their leadership during this time present and working side by side with them. So that's the first reason. The second reason is we're having a number of meetings, and while we're trying to still do things remotely, it's important for us as this response is evolving for us to be able to get together during the day and really plan our response. And so I'm definitely coming in. I'm here every day. And I'm trying to make time to see my staff and ensure that I'm answering all the questions they have about the virus.
Yeah. Are you guys doing your best to maintain, you know, quote unquote, social distancing and all that in your workplace?
We are. Over the last few days, I've become intimately familiar with GoToMeeting and Zoom. You know, those normally, you know, as we do in most places, you have meetings, you stuff everybody into a conference room and you have the meeting. But, you know, right now that's just not appropriate or safe. But we still have the business of the police department and the city government to carry on.
Of course.
So we're having most of our meetings by GoToMeeting or Zoom.
Okay. Well, I want to clarify first and foremost, I know most everybody is familiar with this or has read the order that came down for both Laguna Beach and the entire County of Orange, but can you just reiterate for us, you know, what the order is both for businesses and for individuals right now in Laguna?
Sure. So the County Health Officer, Dr. Nicole Quick, she issued an order on the 17th, and then she amended that order on the 18th, and the amended order just provided a little clarity. And so what the order did by Dr. Quick was closed restaurants that solely served alcohol and directed restaurants to move from a dine-in model to a takeout or delivery model to encourage social distancing. The other thing that the order really did was just encourage businesses to allow telecommuting to the extent that it's practical, depending on your business, and enforce social distancing, or physical distancing is probably a better way to put it, physical distancing at places of business and out in the public. So it was just really an order. We've been asking people for several weeks now. We've been gradually asking more and more of our community to, you know, be physically distant from people, go fewer places, those sorts of things. And really the order was just kind of the next logical step in getting compliant so that we can flatten that rate of infection curve and get our community in specificity, but our county in general through this crisis.
Absolutely. I did want to ask you some questions about, you know, our general public safety right now, since, of course, you're representing the police department.
Sure.
I think people are, you know, a lot more anxious about other things beyond just the virus during this time. They feel a little bit like a wartime situation. They feel, you know, protective of their families and their homes. You know, from your perspective, is there anything additionally, crime-wise or whatever, that families should be concerned with right now?
Well, I certainly understand the concern. This is unprecedented. There has not been anything like this in our lifetimes. And so as a community, it's very difficult for us to figure out how we should respond. We know how to deal with earthquakes. We understand the dangers of fires and floods. But a pandemic is just not something that's happened in any of our lifetimes. So that in itself is going to cause us to have a bit of anxiety. And I have it myself because this, like, I have no frame of reference to base my response on.
Right.
But with regard to public safety, I want to be very strong in letting you know that the Laguna Beach Police Department is here for the citizens of Laguna Beach. We're fully staffed every day for field services, and we're continuing to provide those services that we need to provide public safety. We understand that a lot of businesses are closing earlier, have reduced hours, and we've increased our patrol checks of the areas just to ensure that we are a visible deterrent against property crimes, and also that we are reassuring the public that we are out there and we are here. So we are definitely continuing to respond to calls for service. We are continuing to engage in the field. We're continuing to do some of our community outreach efforts in order to continue our presence in the public.
Okay. I'm aware, for example, a lot of people I know have gone and tried to buy a gun for the first time, only to find that pretty much every gun store in Orange County is sold out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's an unreasonable response to this? Do you think that that deserves some calm?
Well, I don't know. I think unreasonable might be a little strong, but right now, like I said, because we have no frame of reference for this as a community, people are taking those actions which feel prudent to them. And I certainly don't want to cast aspersions on that, because everyone's trying to do what is best. And I can understand, especially when you see the grocery store shelves empty and you can't get basic hygiene products, I can understand that fear and that anxiety. And for some people, that leads them to think, you know what, I might need to arm myself in case my neighbor comes for my supplies, since I was forward thinking or
right.
I just happen to have enough supplies on hand. So I can understand the fear that this has instilled in people, because we have nothing to base this on to deal with.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I think the other potential fear is that we're an affluent community with a lot of big, beautiful homes that could be vulnerable during a time like this if people want to come from outside. So I guess I'll ask you, have you noticed any uptick at all in regular crimes in Laguna Beach during this period?
I will tell you no. I haven't noticed an uptick, and I think a lot of that is because people are home.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for property crimes are typically crimes of opportunity. You know, people want to watch you leave your home in order to burglarize it, or, you know, leave your vehicle at a shopping center or something like that, and that's when they will commit those crimes of opportunity. But you're home. And not only are you home, everyone who lives in your house is home right now. So if the dog barks at the window because they hear something, you're all going to go to the window.
Yeah.
So I think right now, this would be a bad time to be in the business of being a thief, because everybody is around to pay attention to everything.
Maybe the criminals are home too.
Let's hope.
Yeah, maybe
let's
they're
hope.
In isolation.
You know, I know they don't have human resources for criminals, but hopefully someone is advising them to stay home.
So let's talk about the grocery stores, which you mentioned a minute ago. Are you guys providing presents at them? You know, what's your word of advice to people who are going to stores right now to maintain public safety and maintain calm?
The grocery stores are certainly at the top of our list for patrol checks. And if we notice anything at those stores, we are providing a presence, and we will continue to patrol check those areas and continue to touch base with the stores to ensure that they don't need services above and beyond what we're already providing. We certainly are making contact with the stores to see what their hours are, to see if they're offering special hours for any of the more compromised groups. And so we're definitely there to provide that reassuring, visible deterrent for people who are going to the stores.
Great. One of the last things I want to address is kind of the column of what might happen and the column of what would never happen. And I think I want to start with what would never happen. So, you know, this isn't the kind of situation that's going to apocalyptically shut down our police department, for example, right? I mean, do you want to reassure people a little bit about that?
Certainly. So, you know, we've all watched those movies, and I know we thought a lot of them were very far-fetched, and so for some people, it feels like they're living in a movie, especially those who are home with small children who are having a much better appreciation for their childcare and our teachers right now. But we are prepared at the police department to protect ourselves so that we can continue to serve the public. We have been working with our other public safety partners and with the county to acquire more personal protective equipment for our employees. And I and the members of the command staff are meeting with all of our staff daily to provide them updates and answer their questions and just reiterate those things that they need to do to protect themselves and their families. So do I see an apocalyptic thing coming through the police department or any of our public safety departments? The answer is no. We're really doing the best job that we can to staff the police department, to provide city services, and protect our staff. Because if we don't protect our staff, they're not going to be there. So that was one of my first priorities, to ensure that we had enough supplies to keep our field services personnel and our personnel in the station who have public contact protected from this.
Okay. And then how about in the column of what might happen next? If this were to get a little bit worse, cases were to continue increasing, tests were continuing to come back positive, maybe we even had some cases in Laguna Beach, what might you expect the next order to be if there were one?
Well, you know, I think that it's more positive results is inevitable, because right now we're in that period of time where we don't know the scope of this problem because we haven't had enough tests. So that's a kind of a multifaceted deal, where 80% of the people who have this virus have mild or no symptoms. So those people are out in the community and out, you know, doing, living their lives because they don't feel like they're sick, and they may not have any risk factors to even, you know, point them in the direction that they should self-quarantine. So we are going to learn, as we continue to test people, we're going to learn more about the scope of the virus. And so while that number will, the numbers are going to go up exponentially on a pretty consistent basis, I want to reiterate that those numbers should already be there. And it's not that things are spreading faster, is that we're learning more. As the commercial labs come online, as more testing becomes available, we're just going to learn the true scope of the extent of how this virus has infected people. So it's certainly going to affect us here at some point locally. I don't know if we're going to have a positive case in Laguna. I can't really speculate about that. But we've had some in the county. So, and we're going to continue to see that number increase in the county. That's very, very true. This virus has not reached we have not reached a tipping point in the curve where we're going to start to see fewer infections. We're still on our way up, unfortunately.
Yeah. Have you guys talked about, you know, what happens from your perspective if we do go the way of Italy, if it were to get that bad? And for example, we truly weren't allowed to leave our homes unless we're going for, you know, medical emergency or to the grocery store or other, you know, dire situation. Mm-hmm. Have you already talked about that and what you'd have to do if we got there?
We have talked about that. We've started to look at our staffing numbers and what it would mean in order to enforce a true stay-at-home order. Because right now, the order that was given by the county health officer is more an order to reduce public contact than it is a stay-at-home order. And so we would definitely have to change how we're doing things in order to provide the enforcement that would be necessary to enforce a stay-at-home order. But we already have those staffing plans in place. This is something that we talk about regularly, how we would handle large-scale incidents, how we would staff up in support of the incident while still providing our employees adequate amounts of rest periods and things like that. So we're prepared. We're prepared to face it. It's not something that I look forward to. No one wants to be told they can't go anywhere at all, but we are prepared to face it here.
Okay. And then I think one of my last questions is regarding non-essential businesses that are supposed to be closed right now in Laguna Beach and Orange County. What if we notice one open, as I have noticed a whole bunch open that I would consider non-essential?
Well, the order by the county health officer merely guides businesses with regard to how many people they have working. It talks about closing bars and modifying restaurant services, but Orange County is still open for business at this point in time within those constraints. So if you see something, if you see a very small business with a lot of employees in it, you can certainly call us at the police department, and we'll go out and we'll make contact with those folks and assess the situation. We've received some reports like that involving restaurants and things, and we've gone out, and for the most part, those cases have been unfounded. So, but we're here to address those things.
Okay. So just to clarify, we're not at a point where anyone's mandated to close. They're just a reduction of how many people can be in there at once, basically.
Yes, if the county health officer's order, it basically says in the second bullet point, you know, nothing in this document prohibits businesses or other entities from operating within Orange County. So it's just, they're just wanting businesses to follow the guidelines issued by the California Department of Public Health. Like take for instance my work environment. I have my own office. That is acceptable. So if you have a business where, you know, all your employees have their own offices, You can still conduct your business. Or if you need to send 50% of your employees home to telecommute in order to meet those mandates, then you can do that. The order is really trying to work with businesses to keep the business going and do all those things necessary to keep individual businesses going. But they also want you not to, if you share a cubicle with someone, you share an office with someone, they really want you to refrain from that.
Okay. I did want to go back to the grocery stores one more time, because I think that's everybody's you know, probably biggest point of anxiety in leaving their homes right now is, wow, I have to go to the grocery store.
Right.
So, I mean, let me first ask you, I haven't been able to get a hold of anybody over there. Are you at all familiar with what their deliveries are looking like and when they can expect new products and that sort of thing? Do you know anything about that?
I don't. I can't speak to Laguna specifically, but anecdotally and talking with my coworkers and things like that, a lot of businesses are still, a lot of grocery stores are receiving deliveries every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue for someone like me, I get off work in the evening. If I'm expecting to find canned corn when I get off at 5:30, I'm going to be hard-pressed to do it.
Right.
If I go in the morning when the store opens, right when they receive deliveries, they are receiving foodstuffs every day. The supply chain is still intact, and they are receiving things. But because so many people, you know, I don't think anybody expected a run on the grocery stores like there have been. So even though they're receiving things daily, it may not appear so because as the day progresses, whatever they've received that day is gone.
Yeah. And then what about how to conduct yourself when you go to the store? And how do you possibly maintain social distance at a place that's crowded with people?
Well, what they are advocating, the California Department of Public Health, the CDC, the Orange County Healthcare Agency, is that social distancing. So if when you're in the grocery store line, I know I tend to go at bad times of day because I just have poor timing. Let those grocery store line checkout lines go into the aisles that you're further apart from each other. Try to pass people as far away as you can on the aisle. It's really trying to do your best effort while you're in the confines of the grocery store to not get so close to people. And then I know also some grocery stores are only allowing certain numbers of people in at a time. So once they let's use 20 for easy math. Once 20 people are in the store, they don't allow anyone else in until one person comes out, and that way they're controlling the number of people that are in the store at one time and keeping that social distancing intact, you know, through numbers.
Okay. Well, the free advice I'll give while I have the public's attention for a moment is my wife and I went to H Mart in Irvine yesterday, which is the Asian grocery store, and they were stocked and it wasn't that crowded. So if you're willing to drive a little bit and go out of town, that's a good option. Do I still have you there, Rachel?
You do, yeah.
Okay, great. So I guess that's about it. That's all I wanted to address from a public safety perspective. Is there anything I forgot?
I don't believe so. I want to thank you again for having me on, and I want to reiterate that all the public safety departments here, fire, police, and marine safety, we're all here, and we're all fully staffed and ready to respond to anything that occurs in Laguna Beach. We understand the anxiety that is out there regarding COVID-19, and we have a great appreciation for it. So if there's anything we can do to provide support, we're here to do that. We're here to provide you the public safety services we've always provided.
Great. I appreciate that reassurance, and I'm sure our community does as well. Captain Rachel Johnson, Laguna Beach Police Department, we thank you very much. Stay safe and take care.
Thank you. You too.
All right.